We are broadcasting from the mothership. Beep, 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 beep. We are off the East Coast of the United States, broadcasting from the mothership.
Launch the drones!
Unleash the hounds! Yeah, we're being invaded.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah.
6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Good, happy, chilly, kind of a Thursday morning. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. More on the mothership coming up. But first, this just in. Only two words you need to know when it comes to picking an ambassador to Colombia, Greg. Only two words. Only
two words. Wow.
Dan Newlin.
What?
Dan Newlin.
Has to do with...
Say what? That's... I said Dan Newlin. Say what?
Okay. Now I'm confused.
Donald Trump nominates Orange County Attorney Daniel J. Newlin as new ambassador to Colombia.
Say what? That's what I mean.
Say what?
That's interesting.
Yes.
Huh. I guess he said call Dan Newlin and Trump did.
Yeah. In two words.
That's crazy.
So good for him. He's a former deputy sheriff.
Yes.
And I guess he, put himself through school and what have you. Good for him. And I know he's, according to his advertising, he's made quite a bit of money.
He'd make more if he'd advertise in the sky.
Oh, he doesn't?
I don't believe so.
I don't forget I even said his name.
I wonder why you're mentioning his name quite so often. He's not a client.
Ruh-roh.
Yep.
Well, you know what?
It is a news story, though.
Well, it's a news story, and it's good news for our friends who do advertise because he'll be busy doing his thing. That's what you can say. You go, where is he?
Yeah.
Where is Mr. Two Words?
He's in Colombia.
President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Orange County Attorney Daniel J. Newlin as the next ambassador to Colombia. Quote, I am pleased to announce our next ambassador to Colombia will be Donald J. Newlin, according to Donald Trump in an announcement. He said he's a business leader, entrepreneur, served the Orange County Sheriff's Office for 28 years. And, of course, he's got his personal injury firm, et cetera, et cetera. He said, with his law enforcement expertise enabling him to navigate complex international issues and his business insights fostering economic partnerships, Newlin stands as a powerful advocate for U.S. interests and a champion for strengthening ties and making a difference in the world. He'll do a great job. Wow.
There you go.
All right. So.
Yeah, Florida's just taking over the administration.
Ho, 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 ho. Well, of course Florida is, because we've got Ron DeSantis Claus.
It's not even Friday yet, friends.
I know. I'm giving you all the good stuff first. The rest of the show will suck. So enjoy.
Okay.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, DeSantis Claus. Why am I calling him that?
I don't know.
Because he's given extra days off.
Really?
For state employees. Yes.
Oh, nice.
State workers will get 3 extra days off.
Well, looky there.
In addition to Christmas Day and New Year's Day, our state workers will get December 23rd, 24th, and 31st off. Nice. God, what do they think? It's like the state's a giant radio show? Who do they think they are? Nobody gets as much vacation as us, Greg, but they're catching up.
Oh.
Yeah, spend more time with their families and loved ones this holiday season. State offices will be closed on all 5 of those days, according to a press release from the governor's office. He said, Florida's in great shape. You could take a month off and nobody would notice. No, he didn't say that. He said, Florida's in great shape. We want to reward our state employees.
Nice.
After a full year, including 3 costly hurricanes, we hope these extra days off will allow state workers to spend more time with their families and loved ones. And, so that's nice.
That's pretty cool.
When you get unexpected paid days off.
Oh, yeah.
That really is nice.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, they take good care of us here, Greg. They really do. There's a lot of folks that... don't get the kind of schedule we get around the holidays.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's part of what makes us better. I didn't want to say that.
Want to show off or not?
The radio show that all other people in radio listen to. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say it in an appreciative tone.
Yeah, because a lot of them do, and we do appreciate that.
Yes. Wow. Growing up, one of my heroes to how to be cool taught me how to be cool, and clearly it worked.
Yeah.
Michael Cole, actor.
Oh, yes.
Played Pete Cochran.
Yes.
The Mod Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all three were cool.
They were. Link had those cool glasses, you know, yes. And had the fro going.
Peggy Lipton was.
Hot.
I mean.
Oh, a fine actress.
When I think of Lipton, I think of Ice-T.
And Peggy.
There was nothing cold about her.
You know what I mean? That was a great show.
She hooked up with Quincy Jones. And their daughter's the actress who's done quite well. The Mod Squad, though. Wasn't that a cool show?
It was.
I mean,
it was
if you grew up, yeah, if you grew up in it, 68, actually, I think it was.
68 to,
to 70.
I was thinking like one, two.
68 to 73.
Three, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Five seasons, 123 episodes. I wonder, you know what? That'd be a good thing to look for and see if they're if you could find that on.
I'm
like
sure they're out there somewhere,
Netflix or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. He was born July 3rd, 1940, Madison, Wisconsin. Grew up without knowing who his biological father was, along with his older brother Ted and mother Kathleen, and lived with his grandmother by age 12. He began drinking and getting into trouble.
Ooh.
Dropped out of high school at 16, married his pregnant girlfriend, became a father to Candy, followed by a second child, Jeff. The marriage ended before Cole even turned 20. He worked as a bartender in Vegas, received career advice from Bobby Darin.
Oh, my goodness. It worked.
Yeah. Eventually, he moved to L.A., living on the streets and under freeways until meeting acting coach Estelle Harmon, who recognized his potential, offered free lessons, and let him sleep on the stage of her workshop.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how fortunate that is? Like,
oh, wow.
What are the odds? In 1966, he landed a role along with Deborah Whaley in the sci-fi film The Bubble. He was in an episode of Gunsmoke. And his character posed as the son of a man killed by Matt Dillon. Cole's performance caught the attention of a casting director when he read a scene from Picnic at Paramount with another student from the acting class. This led producer Aaron Spelling to pursue Cole for the role on The Mod Squad. Wow.
Well, since you are in kind of entertainment mode and somewhat into the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
1977, Saturday Night Fever premiered in New York City.
Wow. And that's when we melted down our Led Zeppelin belt buckles and turned it into gold jewelry and threw away our Levi's and bought a white leisure suit or something like that.
Got some platform shoes, you know?
And then just started grooving with that lit up dance floor. Question for you. I know we got to go to break.
Yeah.
John Travolta does a commercial where he plays Santa Claus, and he totally rocks it.
Really?
But in it, there's a scene where I'm pretty sure it was the actress who was in Saturday Night Fever that played kind of the desperate girl that they took advantage of.
Right.
Really liked Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's her.
I'll have to check that out.
Okay. It is 6:16. Merry Christmas. Let's enjoy. Let's get ready for the season. 97.3 The Sky.
And this morning's update brought to you by Daughtry Tree Service. Well, overall, we're looking pretty good. Gainesville and Ocala on the move. Did have that accident, I-75, around 346 at Ocala. Had that move to the side. Looks like everything is getting through at this point, so that is good news. Did you know that winter is a great time for tree trimming? You can evaluate the tree structure easily, dormant pruning without avoids disease, and Daughtry Tree has answers for all of your tree trimming or removal questions. And the estimate? That's free. Visit DaughtryTreeService.com, your tree service people.
Cold this morning, and even with sunny skies, we'll stay chilly for our Thursday afternoon. Highs today near 60, mostly clear this evening into the overnight. Lows Friday morning dropping to the upper 30s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Borowski.
Yeah, it's a chilly start. Gainesville 37, Ocala 36, the Villages 37. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, it's Bob Rose. Not your tech geek nut. Look, but I understand the importance of online privacy and security these days. And my friends at DuckDuckGo have a product called Privacy Pro, and they want you to try it free for 30 days. Now, this is limited. This offer is going to go away in a few days, so take advantage of it right now. Go to DuckDuckGo.com/sky, and this will hook you up with 30 days free. Gives you the DuckDuckGo VPN, an extra layer of protection for your internet Wi-Fi connection. Personal information removal, all that stuff floating out on the interwebs that you don't want there anymore. They'll help you to remove it. And identity theft restoration. So got you covered. Three features for the price of one. And that free 30-day trial. Take advantage of it. Go to DuckDuckGo.com/guy. This will help protect your personal information from being exploited. There's hackers and scammers and privacy invasive companies out there. And I want to help you get that protection. 30-day free trial. Do it right now. Go to DuckDuckGo.com/guy. Broadcasting live from the mothership in North Central Florida, not off the coast of New Jersey. 6:22. Good morning and welcome. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Chilly start to your morning. Enjoy it the next two mornings. Cold, but then we'll get some relief and more mild temperatures.
We'll take mild.
Yeah. The mothership. Yeah. All right. The Pentagon is denying what Congressman Jeff Van Drew said yesterday. He's a Republican out of New Jersey. And when I first heard it, you do a double take. You're like, what? And then you realize he's not a Democrat, so it's not like lying would come quite as easily to him. And so I'm like, what's he talking about? He said, because we're all wondering, what are the drones? Where are they coming from? Who do they belong to? Why can't we get any answers? He steps forward and says, look, I heard from the Pentagon that these are, you know, Iranian. And there's an Iranian mothership off the East Coast, and that's where they're launching these drones from. Now,
he said Pentagon?
Yes.
I heard him say sources. Is he now saying Pentagon?
I heard him source the Pentagon, or maybe somebody else did source that. But the bottom line is the Pentagon has responded. Yeah. And they said he's crazier than a...
Not than Nancy Pelosi.
They also went on to say... Sasquatch was not in New Jersey either.
Oh.
Just to make sure, even though... he makes a regular appearance on our overnight show.
He was there this morning.
Indeed.
He was.
The Pentagon denied what Congressman Jeff Van Drew had said. Look, we've had some nutty Congress people, even Republicans. Oh. What was that? That Santos?
Oh, he was crazy.
Bozo?
Oh, man. He was a... Yeah.
You'll get him. You'll get him from time to time. And look, and I don't know this man. I don't know the character of this man. I just know that when you claim something like that, that's a pretty serious thing.
That's big. Yeah.
But he said they've been launching the mysterious unidentified drones. So, of course, they ran, the media ran to the Pentagon and said, is it true? Is it true? Is it true? Mm-hmm. Sabrina Singh, a spokeswoman with the Pentagon, was asked if there was any truth to the claims that Iran launched a mothership about a month ago containing the alleged drones that have reportedly been spotted in New Jersey and even Staten Island, New York. There is not any truth to that, she said. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States. There is no so-called mothership launching drones toward the United States. When asked what the Pentagon was doing to address the issue of drone sightings, Singh said there was no evidence that the drones were coming from a foreign entity or adversary. Really? Was there any evidence? What? Yeah. So, no evidence. Well, what'd you think? They were going to fly little flags? Singh added that the drones were not United States military drones. Okay, let me pick this apart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Could they be CIA drones or NSA drones or one of our other 17 spy agencies?
Sure. Because they don't talk all the time.
I heard this briefly, one of the talking heads. Could it be these drones work for us?
Yeah.
Not the military, though, so she right. could get away with saying that. Not the military.
Sure.
Maybe even they work for Homeland Security, which is not
Could
the military.
Be. Could be.
They work for Homeland Security, and they have radiation detectors on them, looking for a possible dirty bomb, looking for radioactive activity that may be coming, say, to shore.
Well, because are there concerns of things happening pre-inauguration?
Well, it's pre-inauguration. There is obviously, you know, Iran and Israel's, you know, knocked out, you know, Hezbollah and Hamas. And so
the Syrian stuff going on.
Yeah, the Syrian stuff. So there's a lot of things going on. And you wonder, okay, would they try to do something? They're the number one sponsor of state terrorism. So it better be on the table that, you know, these things have been considered, that they've been, you know, that they could possibly do.
Right.
Could it be that, remember that, like, the sound wave stuff that they did to some of our folks in, that were stationed in Cuba?
Yeah.
That stuff's real, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And could they be trying to utilize some form of that? And then if we're all talking about drones, why would they still attempt to try to keep it secret? Because the bad guys would know, well, everybody's seen the drones.
Right.
I don't know.
Hmm.
How would that work to our advantage to deny it, so to speak?
Right.
I don't know. It is very interesting, but when a congressman comes out and says that, you've got to at least check it out. It is 6:28. On the Bob Rose Show, which you can also get in podcast form, the Bob Rose Show podcast, available where you normally get your podcast, or on the Audacy app, Audacy. Just click subscribe. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the man of the year. The Trumpster. He does it again.
And the crowd goes wild.
They do. It's 6:38. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yes, indeed. Trump to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, that either means he's completely awesome or they hate him because he put Hitler on the cover before.
Yeah, there is that.
He's slated to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, according to a report, Politico cited three anonymous individuals familiar with the plans, and they believe that the unveiling of the cover will take place this morning.
Ooh.
While he's ding, 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 ringing in the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. That's right.
That'd be nice.
Donald J. Trump. I love it. I love it.
That's and pretty awesome.
I love it because, you know, the people with that Trump derangement syndrome, I just like to watch their little heads pop off. Yeah, I do.
The screaming, the gnashing of teeth, the pounding heads on steering wheels.
I mean, seriously, folks?
Yeah, really.
Get some help. Get some medication.
Something.
Yeah, I mean, what if you go for, like, to a psychoanalyst or whatever for help because you go, no, I really, it's over the top. I don't know why I hate Trump so much, but it's just tearing me up. I need help. You know, could you find a psychotherapist?
Mm.
Who could deal with that?
And not agree with you?
Exactly. It'd be like, well, I think that, you know, what you're feeling is accurate. And blah, blah, blah. And how does that make you feel? $200 later, the same. And how does that make you feel? Okay. I'm done now.
Make a scream together.
Trump also did the right thing. Checked in with Nancy Mace. Remember? She, she's the congresswoman from South Carolina, Republican, and she took a stand about the bathrooms.
Right.
And said, yeah, look, you go to the biological bathroom that biologically, you know, fits you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was attacked by a transgender activist, allegedly, and assaulted, leaving her wrist in a brace. And she said, just get off the phone with Donald Trump and That was the day after the assault. So that was yesterday. Thank you, Mr. President, for checking in on me and for standing up for women.
Nice.
We cannot wait to see you back in the White House. Yeah, she was physically accosted at the Capitol by allegedly a pro-trans man. Do you think this violence thing is going to escalate? There's people that are actually donating money to this Luigi Mangione. There's people that have made outrageous statements. Look, when it's some dipstick trying to get 10 seconds of, viral on TikTok, and it's just some schmo, that's one thing. But when you've got people in positions of authority and power also playing into that whole folk hero thing, we told you about it yesterday. You had Elizabeth Warren saying, oh, yeah, the violence is unacceptable, et cetera. But had to have that big butt in there and say, but people can only be pushed so far until they're going to, do something about it. That I just thought, wow. I mean, that's about as clear as you're going to get from a politician as how she feels. Mm-hmm. And she clearly feels, it seems like, more for the murderer than the victim.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Hey, local news. Happy local news. We need to have some kind of celebration. And Greg, you're going to be a big part of it because you have GRU.
Oh, yeah.
Gainesville Regional Utilities Authority Director Craig Carter and others, Eric Lawson, Robert Skinner, et cetera, as part of the authority, the GRU authority, unanimously voted yesterday to change the tier structure. So most people will get a lower bill.
Okay. I'll take that.
59% will get their bill lowered. 24%, there'll be no increase.
I'd be happy with that, probably.
But for 17% of the customers who use more than 14,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per month, the changes will result in an average increase of $5.52.
Okay.
So I'm trying to remember if I was in that
highest
tier or not. Yeah, you have to see how much you're using.
I was thrilled that it actually dropped a little bit this last month, I guess, because it was cooler. We didn't have AC on so much. It was down to 350 something for
now,
combined
our
utilities.
Is your heat powered by electricity?
No, it's gas. Natural gas.
Wow.
Which is warmer, which I love.
Which is warmer, better, cheaper, all the way around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, because Greg is known for being so, kind of cold-natured.
Exactly.
Not as a human being, just as
temperature-wise,
physical.
Yeah.
And so I figured, what do you put your heat on, like 85, 86?
No.
Melt your face. Greg's face isn't melting. He's very unhappy.
No, well, we don't crank it up that much. And again, because it is gas heat, it does seem to be nicer.
I remember when we had gas up north and the gas dryer, very efficient and really liked the way the clothes came out from there.
Now, the only thing, the big difference, obviously, between here and St. Louis, everybody here, we tend to have more tile. Whereas farther up north, you have more carpet.
Uh-huh.
And so that was warmer on your feet. So the houses are a little cooler on a cool day because of all the tile. But still.
There's a lot of either new construction or when you remodel, mostly for people up north, not here. Yeah. But you can put the heating elements even under the tile.
Yes.
And I would imagine that I haven't experienced it, but I imagine that would be kind of comfy.
A lot of folks will do that when they're remodeling a bathroom. For instance, even here, because you get out of, shower, whatever. But just if you're on a tile floor, it's kind of nice to feel
like it. It's like having a fireplace. Kind of stupid. But for the five times a year you use it, it's
awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah. Right.
6:45 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Trump is man of the year. I've told you about that. And a nonprofit that had a story about Pete Hegseth that they didn't run. I'll explain coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is 6:49. The Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Cold start to the morning, but as GRU customers crank up the heat, some of them will be feeling a little better about it because they've managed to lower the rates for 59% of the customers. Some rates will be unchanged, but if you're in that highest use category, 14,000 kilowatts hours, then you're actually going to see about a $5 a month increase, a little over $5, in fact. But at least they're attempting to manage the situation. This isn't anything that, you know, the dire straits that they've been in financially, it's not going to be cured overnight. But I think that they're moving in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm glad that the folks in the city council, the commissioners.
Keep your hands off.
Yeah.
Stay away.
They turned it into the mess it is. And the governor did the right thing, stepped in and said, no, you guys are done running this into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Hegseth, what's going on? Here's one of the latest stories. ProPublica, which is a nonprofit news outlet, they boast that they dig deep into important issues. Well, they came very, very close to publishing a false story about Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Now, what happened was they did reach out to him before they ran the story. Which many times that will happen, and that's a good thing. But usually, well, in this case, we can say, they already wrote the story, okay? Mm-hmm. And all they wanted really from him was a comment. When we reached out to Pete Hegseth, he claimed, he did go to West Point. But the folks at West Point said, no, he did get admitted here. He did get admitted. And the folks at West Point actually got it wrong. And this publication, this ProPublica, at least they checked with them. And then even when they checked with them, they were still going to run the story. But in their defense, they did go back again to the folks at West Point to make sure. Are you sure? Now, this Jesse Eisinger is the editor, and now claimed on X they were not going to publish a story, but apparently they already had one in the works before they reached out to Hegseth. That's based on statements from West Point, which later turned out to be wrong. The story was written on the basis that West Point said, no, he didn't get accepted.
So they wrote a story that was false, but they didn't publish it, which really means, why do we even know about it? Why was it still leaked that it was even written to plant any doubt out there in the public? We shouldn't even know it if it wasn't published.
I don't know.
Well, that's kind of like when people say, well, you know, they accused him of this. I don't think he did it, but they accused him of it.
Well, at
it
least
gets it out there.
It yes.
And plants doubt.
But at least in this case, it really helps the fact that
he did.
Yes. An incorrect statement. This comes from West Point admitting their error. An incorrect statement involving Mr. Hegseth's admission to the United States Military Academy was released by an employee December 10, 2024. Upon further review of an archived database, employees realized this statement was in error. Mr. Hegseth was offered acceptance to West Point as a prospective member of the class of 2003. They said, we take the situation very seriously. We apologize for this administrative error. And this comes on the heels, apparently, of the Washington Post, who did a piece, and I don't have the verbiage in front of me, but basically it downplayed, you know, the fact that he's got two bronze stars.
Right.
Which, that's just sickening and grotesque. You know? And this, a lot of these stories are written by people who don't truly appreciate military service, but they don't have the guts to come out and say it. So they pretend. They're pretenders.
Right.
And so, yeah, they try to downplay it. Bronze stars. These people are ridiculous. And look, and the more it comes out, you know, that they're attacking him and not because they have facts on their side.
Yeah.
Makes me want to push even harder for him to get approved Yep. Elon Musk has made the idea of cutting government waste popular. Now, wait a second.
Wow. Okay.
You know, look, he worked on and put together a great electric car.
Mm-hmm.
He SpaceX, it's just phenomenal. I mean, the guy's a genius. There's no doubt about it. But he did not invent the idea of cutting government waste and making it popular. I'm sorry.
But he didn't. Are they saying he invented it or that he's making it popular? Those are two different things.
Well, you don't think it was popular during Reagan administration? Even Bill Clinton said the era of big government's over. He said it even.
Yeah,
even Clinton.
But think how long ago that was. Lately, it's not been. It's been spent like it's somebody else's money. Unless they did all to Ukraine.
Elon Musk has made the concept of slashing waste popular, and he has ink by the barrel. According to Congressman Josh Brasheen, a Republican out of Oklahoma, this was said during an appearance on Breitbart Daily, and he was speaking about the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. DOGE.
Mm-hmm.
The host has some concerns about some members of Congress will not have the courage to do the right thing and cut spending.
Typical.
My comment to Vivek and Elon, one of the last speakers on stage was speaking to Elon when I said this: you've made it popular. You made the concept of cutting right now popular, and you have ink by the barrel. So my enthusiasm is the power of thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of X followers, that he could put one post out that people pay attention to. Okay, yeah, that's definitely, he has a following,
mm-hmm.
and what he says will get put out there on social media or through news outlets, etc. So, yeah, from that standpoint, but hey, the idea of cutting government being popular, I mean, it never became more popular as, you know, the debt rise $13 trillion, then $21 trillion, now, what, $37, almost $38 trillion.
We liked the idea, but I think most people just, as long as they feel like they're doing okay, yeah, whatever.
You know who else thought that keeping government small and cutting waste was a good idea?
Who's that?
The Founding Fathers.
What a great idea. They should have written it down.
They did.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, somebody should read it.
Well.
Now, that part's really true.
Yeah, and actually put it into practice.
Yeah.
FBI Director Christopher Wray makes it official. Details on that and sound on it. That is coming your way. Stay warm this morning. As we stay very warm, we're in the mothership right now, off the coast of Jersey. No. 97.3 The Sky.